The group that is trying to legalize marijuana in Michigan is telling the state, see you in court.
But the outcome of this challenge could have a huge impact on politics, lawmaking, and elections that is way bigger than the issue of making pot legal in Michigan. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So last week, a state elections board rejected the MI Legalize campaign's petition drive.
The group's trying to gather enough signatures to put the question on the ballot in November.
But the board of state canvassers said the group did not gather enough signatures within the legally required 6-month period.
Right. 180 days to gather enough signatures, and half of those were tossed out for being too old.
So game over.
Except
the Michigan Constitution, Article 2, Section 9, adopted in 1963, that allows for citizen-spearheaded initiatives to adopt laws, does not have a 180-day requirement for collecting signatures.
The 180 days has only been the rule since the 1980s, when the legislature adopted a law.
And now some petition campaigns are saying that law is out of bounds.
That lawmakers can set some technical requirements on petitions, like font, type, size, and the width and length of the sheets of paper, basically what the petitions look like.
But the petition drives are saying the time limits are already set out in the state constitution, that it's not 180 days. It can't be. It's the 4 years between gubernatorial elections, and that cannot be preempted by a state law or administrative policy.
So the MI Legalize campaign expects to file a lawsuit this week. The group's leader and attorney Jeff Hank says the 180-day rule violates Michigan citizens' right to initiate laws.
This is a fundamental check and balance in our system, and it's meant to be there to check the legislature when they won't do what the people want.
Meantime, the group that's trying to outlaw fracking has already filed a lawsuit in the state court of claims.
And if these lawsuits prevail, it is a new game for ballot questions in Michigan.
Petition campaigns would have the 4 years between gubernatorial elections to get signatures, and more time probably means more successful petition drives.
Going from 6 months to 4 years would likely mean more ballot questions in the future.
And how might the legislature react to the possibility that its work can be more easily preempted by a petition drive?
What would it mean for redistricting reform, gun laws, wage and employment policies, the environment, union rights?
Now, the court fight could drag on long enough that even a victory might not come in time for the marijuana initiative to make this year's ballot. But that would still cause a profound change in politics and elections in Michigan.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.